This week on Video Deathloop.
Crispy, crunchy, oh so munchy, crackling, sizzling, sea will catch.
Plus, you brought your own bread? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
John, hello.
Hello.
I come to you tonight. I have a quandary.
A quandary?
Okay. I have a question I've been needing some advice on.
I am, as the host, you know, we know this is how it goes. The host has all the answers. They're usually correct.
Yep.
In fact, always correct. And you have to follow through with the advice. So whatever you do.
Like, guess whatever you tell me to do, I'm just going to be doing. And this is a delicate question. I feel generally I'm a man of action. I feel I can make a choice, stick with it. I can live with my choice because I acknowledge that not all choices are perfect, and I feel like I can know the downsides to choices I make, and I'm prepared to live with the consequences. This one, I feel bad about doing it, even though, like, I feel bad in a way that I'm very much on the knife's edge of this.
Oh, that's not a good feeling, and you gotta let those feelings out, Aaron.
Okay,
co-host Aaron.
Here, let me set you up. Let me set you up the setting,
okay.
The situation around my quandary.
The host is in.
Okay, so there is a bathroom. This is a bathroom question.
Oh,
by the way, did I tell you it's a bathroom question?
No, you didn't tell me it was a bath. Like, is it okay? Before you go any further, is it a bathroom in a private facility, your home, or a bathroom elsewhere?
It is a bathroom where I work.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Ooh la la.
Okay. This is a bathroom.
Dangerous situation.
Yeah. No, there's very intricate social patterns. There's all kinds of things at play here. So in this bathroom, it's a relatively small bathroom. There is one urinal. There is one stall. The bare minimum to where it becomes comfortable for multiple people to be in the bathroom.
Okay.
And a sink. Right next to the urinal with the divider, you know, sort of in between.
Okay.
And then sort of behind, sort of more towards the door. But I would say within 4 to 5 feet of the urinal, a paper towel dispenser.
Okay.
One of those automatic paper towel dispenser that you wave your hand under it or whatever it is, and it dispenses a paper towel for you.
So is it normally closer to the urinal, or is it? I've tried to parse those.
It's most weird, if we're talking about fixtures, bathroom fixtures, it's closer to the sink, but it's not a tremendous distance from the urinal.
Oh.
So,
no.
in this bathroom, this paper towel dispenser, I don't know if it's set up wrong. I don't know if it's malfunctioned to the point where it is no longer working as expected and everyone's just gotten used to it. Kind of like that, the missing stair problem in psychology. You know about that? Where sometimes there's a problem with someone's home. Or not just their home. It could be anything. It's called the missing stair because it's based on, let's say you have a house and there's a set of stairs maybe outside, you know, up to your porch. And there's a stair that's missing. And so you internalize that there's a missing stair there and you never fix it. There's like, oh, there's just a missing stair there. When it's a very fixable problem, but you just live with the slight inconvenience of it forever.
Okay, so most of my day-to-day life cycle right there.
Okay, there's things to fix, but you just don't. That stair is missing.
That's the way it is. It is impossible to change this minute problem. But
right.
Okay, all right.
So that there maybe that's the deal with this paper towel dispenser. But what I'm saying is the paper towel dispenser, as soon as you rip off the paper towel, it ejects a new one. Okay, there's no.
Okay.
There's no sort of, you know, hand waving for this guy. It's just, you got a paper towel? Here's a brand new paper towel. And it's hanging there. exposed.
To the air.
To the air. 5 feet from a urinal.
Okay. So piss particles are
That's what, you know, normally the roll of paper towel is contained safely in the plastic housing of the paper towel dispenser. But the paper towel that I'm expected to use, because it's the one that's recently been ejected, it's just hanging there. And who knows? You walk in, there's a paper towel there ready. I have no context for that paper towel. I don't know its history. So what I do usually is right before I start washing my hands, I rip the stale paper towel, the unknown mystery paper towel off, throw it away, then wash my hands and let the dispenser dispense a fresh one. But it seems wasteful.
It's a little bit, but it seems like a problem that is created by the receptacle itself.
I've got no way to fix that. I don't have that ability. It's not my paper towel dispenser. It's just a paper towel dispenser where I work. But okay. I feel bad because every time I go in there, it's just rip. I'm not using that one. I just take a potentially perfectly good paper towel and throw it away. And right. Make a thing that has been protected from any sort of, as you so succinctly put it, piss particles.
Yeah, the pisticles, if you will.
The pisticles. Yes, the pisticles. Yes.
And the problem is you really can't use it for anything because it's tainted at this point. Like, you could probably be like, oh, what if I use it for something that's not my hands? Maybe I clean up the around the sink, around the counter.
Just throwing pisticles there too.
Yeah, you're just rubbing that potentially. You don't know if there are or not. You don't have a microscope with you. You might need to, maybe you should bring a microscope with you, actually, now that I think about it. Just inspect the paper towel.
How big are these piss particles? Like, what sort of magnification do I need before it becomes so small? Like, I just assume that at some level, there's just microscopic, piss everywhere. I mean, because not only humans, animals even.
Yeah.
The earth has been covered with things that go tinkle for millions of years.
Yeah. Not one square foot of earth is not covered in piss at
exactly.
some point in time.
So there's some amount of like microscopic pee that I'm just gonna, we all just have to deal. It's the cosmic microwave pee background.
Right.
But yeah. But how big, clearly this is fresh, big piss particles. Am I in the right for throwing this paper towel away 100% of the time? Because I never use that paper towel.
Okay. You're still touching it though. I mean, you're cleaning your hands afterwards,
touching it.
You're infected by it.
But it's after my hands have become dirty with whatever else I've done in the bathroom, right? Like you're in some sort of like dirty zone, I feel like, on your way to washing your hands, where it kinda You're about to cleanse thyself with the sink. So it doesn't matter how dirty you get beforehand, as long as you wash your hands well, which I think we all should have learned how to wash our hands well a few years ago, if no other time in our lives.
Yes. Yeah, something happened during that time that we did
remember.
A lot of that. Yeah.
PlayStation 4 or something. Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway. Am I in the right? Am I in the wrong?
I don't think you're in the wrong, actually. I understand. I understand the it's a little wasteful, but I think ultimately for your benefit and health, maybe that is the best choice to make. This kind of reminds me of a similar circumstance at a place I used to work at where it was a shared office building with a bathroom, a very standard bathroom like you're talking about, maybe a couple more urinals, maybe a couple more toilets and all that, but it was there was executives and stuff and some of the other suites, and then there was us, which felt like we didn't belong, but we were there anyway,
right?
But one of the executives, I don't know who, on the first floor, they would brush their teeth down there in the bathroom. It was weird because like they weren't there sometimes, but the toothbrush was.
Yeah.
And that's another, that's a piss particle situation that's a little bit worse. At that point, you are inviting the piss particles into your mouth.
Listen, we all agree that the people that brush their teeth at work and then leave their toothbrush in the fucking work bathroom,
yeah,
are animals.
Okay, lower than animals.
Lower than animals, okay? They're plants.
Animals don't have toothbrushes.
That's true. There's some filthy plant.
Yeah.
We have no respect for them. They are not human. There's some missing part of them, some indelibly broken part of them that allows them to brush their teeth where other people they aren't related to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and leave it there.
Okay.
What?
We can all, 100%, we can all agree. Yeah. That's wrong. That's wrong.
That's a terrifying scenario.
But there's nothing you can do about that. True. It's not your, you can't affect any change on that situation. That is just a go with God sort of thing.
Right.
You wave at them, bye-bye. You can only modify your own behavior.
Yeah. What if you modified the behavior of the receptacle?
That's the obvious answer here. The obvious answer is to somehow fix that.
Get some tape.
Like I said, you just tape over it?
Yeah, and then when you're ready, you just unzip the tape kind of thing, and then you
put
the tape back on.
I think there's something else broken with that. I don't know. I've never fixed a paper towel dispenser. I don't know the first thing about fixing paper towel dispensers. I don't know why it's broken. Maybe it's by design. Maybe maybe the person that designed our paper towel dispenser is one of those people that brushes their teeth in the workplace bathroom, and they see nothing wrong with using a piss-spattered paper towel to dry their hands with.
Maybe. It does feel like an oversight where it's like those like the coupon machines at the grocery store where like you pull out one, another one comes out. It seems like they just took that mechanism and put it in a paper towel dispenser.
In paper towel, yes. Now I guess the one thing that might change your answer is this paper towel dispenser, all the paper towels are made up of ground up dolphins. Okay, it's a really fancy paper towel dispenser that dispenses dolphin skin paper towels.
Dolphins live in the water, theoretically.
Right.
The water just kind of goes off their skin.
Yes.
I mean, you might not have a problem at that point. It might be okay.
Okay.
It might be okay to use the dolphin paper.
Nah, I just kind of like wasting it. I kind of like enjoying the idea that these dolphins died for nothing.
You know, dolphins are jerks. They deserve it, so.
They know what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, they know. They absolutely know. But what you don't know, Aaron, is that I have a video for you.
I'm about to say you sure do, but I guess I don't know that for a fact until you start playing it.
I could be stalling, honestly.
I mean, eight years into this thing, I'm never quite sure still if you will have a video ready when it's your turn to be the host.
I am waiting for the time where like one of us goes back and forth like, you know what? I don't have a video for you. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to keep talking about piss spattered paper towels for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Sponsor us, Bounty.
That's what gets you to the top of the charts in Papua New Guinea.
Speaking of Papua New Guinea, like we've been going down on the charts. We got to really
just a little,
really
but we're
up.
Still on there. We're still on there. We're still pretty high.
I think I got the video, though. I think they got the video that's going to relate to Papua New Guinea in a way, like, you know, like, to like it's going to connect our cultures, basically. It's going to connect us and get us back on the chart in that top 10 position. Beat Joe Rogan in the Papua New Guinea podcast charts. I think I got the video for you, which you don't know about, but I do.
I don't.
But, yeah, I think I'm just going to go ahead and get ready to start it in 3, 2, 1.
It's a fish commercial.
It's a not only a fish commercial. It's a local Kingfish commercial for a Louisville chain called Kingfish. Which may or may not be still around, by the way. But
if you live in Louisville, Kentucky, I presume, not Louisville, Papua New Guinea. Then you need to let us know if Kingfish is still available.
Yeah. Definitely on that. It's what do you think about this food, Aaron?
Well, okay. I mean, honestly, I like seafood.
Yeah.
I think some of it looks, you know, edible, more or less. There's something about the washed out colors that when you're of the, you know, for I guess, you know, the VHS to YouTube conversion, you know, through the years, and maybe not recording it on the best picture, that like there's just something about the washed out colors that does not very appetizing. It's like this food has been in purgatory for 20 years. We make it and we stick it in purgatory and we let all of its soul leave, and then we sell it to you, Kingfish. There's two very important parts of this commercial, though, apart from the washed out. There is a man very early on with a mustache that I'm pretty certain is getting ready to assault me after he's done with this fish commercial.
He's
eating this sandwich, and he looks at the camera in a way that I think the director was like, look like you're really enjoying this. And his only point of reference was when he has rough sex. That's the only thing he enjoys, and so that's what he channeled.
This guy used the same look that he gives like on the VHS video dating tapes that he's also a part of. Just yes, gave of that course. Look to the camera that he did like for the fish that he does for the ladies.
Yeah. My name is Richard, and I want to tie you up.
Ooh.
I mean, he's open. I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with wanting to tie someone up during sexy times. There is something wrong with using that as your only point of reference for pleasure in your local seafood commercial. Because you make everyone very uncomfortable. You're bringing us all into your kink, and we did not agree to let you do that.
Right. This is
Richard.
This is for the Kingfish seafood, not your local pleasure dome. It's a pleasure dome for your taste buds, not in the sack.
In what capacity do you think Richard, our dating tape rough sex enjoyer that also brings people into his kink without their permission?
Right.
How did he get into this Kingfish commercial?
Kingfish.
Yes, he thought it said Kingfish in the advertisement, looking for someone to eat a sandwich. Kingfish. Yep, that sounds like what I'm into, says Richard, our man.
Yeah, and he's like, there's a lot of different individuals here, and this is not what I expected at all.
It's like, listen,
I've been to a lot of swinger parties, and this is the least. This has a lot more fish than usual.
Can I fuck the fish when we're done with this? Can I tie up the fried fish plank and fuck it in the bathroom?
I'm going to
get piss particles everywhere.
Oh, God. No one's allowed into the bathroom for at least 40 minutes while we clean it. There's a lot of food flying also in this commercial.
There is a scene very early on, right after Richard makes his monumental appearance in the in this commercial, where there's two streams of shrimp flying into the air.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious that someone is just down there throwing shrimp in the air.
Yeah.
Like at least two people, because like I said, there's two different streams coming from different directions. And I cannot imagine that there is some sort of professional shrimp launching mechanism that Kingfish has for their commercial. They just got some people to throw some shrimp.
It could be maybe the like they were trying to film another scene with Richard, and it was just too chaotic, too hot for TV, if you will.
Okay, so they covered Richard and whatever his current fish conquest is in shrimp and just let his motions toss the shrimp in the air. Is that what we're seeing? Maybe. Is the implication that right below the edge of the frame, Richard is getting very nasty with a plank of fish?
It is absolutely disgusting down there. And like the fish are flying up pretty high too. It's not just a like maybe like someone is like tossing just from off screen, maybe tossing a little bit of shrimp in there. It is a full blown like angle where a lot of not just one or two, it's like I said, two streams of shrimp coming up and like impacting each other in midair. It's lot going on.
Let's see if we can count the shrimps. Okay, they're so fast. There's too many shrimps.
Yeah,
it's at least ten. It's a dozen. I think they've got a dozen. Maybe each side has a dozen shrimp. Perhaps. Right. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Each side has a dozen shrimp throwing into the air. They got them two 12-piece shrimp buckets.
Okay.
And they're like, toss these shrimp. And then if you can catch them before they hit the ground, you can have them to eat them after you throw the shrimp. That's your payment.
Like, they're like, maybe there's people down there with their mouths open, hoping the goldfish game, like where you throw the ball and you get that goldfish, except you're the mouth and the shrimp goes into it and you get to eat the shrimp.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that sounds right. That sounds 100% right. Yes, there's someone. It's the shrimp goldfish game. Richard is, man, I'm really worried about having to look at Richard every 30 seconds for the next 15 minutes.
There is more to this commercial than just Richard. There's
more
so many
to this commercial than Richard. But the energy he is bringing overshadows everyone to an intense degree. It's really true. Hard to focus on anything else apart from Richard.
It is every time I see Richard, I start laughing a little bit, and it's like it's hard to control, and like but there's like the lady who's like spinning the onion ring on her finger.
She's trying. I wonder is that an onion ring? Is it a fish ring?
Oh, maybe.
Is there such a thing as a ring of fish? I mean, it's not a. I mean, I've had calamari rings, but it is real. I bet it's an onion ring.
Yeah, I mean, this is a seafood place very much inland, so yeah, of course it has onion rings.
I mean, you got to do something to fill that plate out.
Yeah, kind of like put it out and maybe have a salad. There's the lady who's like ripping apart the crab and looking very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like I would eat at Kingfish. If I was in Louisville, I would eat at Kingfish for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
I would give it a go. Hard to get. I'm going to tell you something else about Richard, okay?
Because
he's clear. He's just such the star of this.
He really is.
I honestly think they filmed Richard first, and they showed every other person in this commercial Richard's take, and they're like, we need you to try and out-act Richard because he's the only thing anyone's going to be able to pay attention to. Because there are these little touches. Like, we watch a lot of commercials on this show, and sometimes there's like one or two, there's like one person that's just, outshining everyone else. Mm-hmm. I think almost anyone in this commercial would be that person from almost any of our other commercials that
it's like an all-star
watched.
It's an all-star
it
of just it's
really
psychotic.
Is it real? But Richard's at like 11 and everyone else is at like an 8.
He's a star.
There's just no comparison, just none at all.
And let me tell you,
I have one more thing I have to point out about Richard.
Okay
well, right now I'm sure there will be other things I'll point out. Okay, he's eating a fish sandwich.
Yes.
When I think of a restaurant style fish sandwich, I think of a fish sandwich like with a, your sort of fillet of fish. Mm-hmm. And it's on a bun, like a brioche bun, or it might even be on, you know, like a hoagie roll.
Yeah.
Richard, our sick sex fiend, is eating a fish sandwich made with fucking white bread.
It's That's just true.
White bread with fish on it. And it's wrong somehow. It's wrong. It's the wrong bread for a fish. And I cannot imagine Kingfish provided that bread. Richard brought his own bread, obviously for sex reasons.
Yes.
And he somehow, he said, I'm going to put this on this fish. I'm going to make my own fish sandwich. They're like, no. He's like, listen, do you want to get Richarded? Because we can get Richarded right now. You let me put this white bread on this fish.
Like, do you want this commercial to succeed or do you want this commercial to succeed here? Like, I'm putting this white bread.
I'm about to bring unbelievable energy. If your restaurant is open in 2024, 40 years from when we recorded this commercial, it will be because of me. Because I've so overwhelmingly brought charisma to your commercial.
Yeah, there's nothing else that they show that requires plain ass white bread other than that fish sandwich.
He's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah,
wrapped in a chastity belt.
That is legally required for him to wear.
Yes, it's part of his parole.
Just, it's like the only pleasure he has is eating white bread on a fish sandwich.
There's this great little bit of animation at the end of the commercial that, like, we just haven't even gotten to. Again, there's so many things we could be talking about. There's like the little 2-second clip of like our Kingfish animated mascot that a fish jumps up into his beard.
Yeah,
but he's just. It's just none of it matters next to Richard.
he's the Mercutio of this piece at this point. Like, he is such a popular character that, like, you cannot think about anything else.
There's another guy everyone else is pictured with food, but this guy is just smiling and nodding aggressively. It's like, yeah, you have to assume he's surrounded by food. He's very happy about Kingfish restaurants and the food he's surrounded by.
Maybe he's the one who threw the shrimp.
He could be our shrimp thrower. Yeah. Maybe that's his agreement. Like, do you want to throw shrimp in the air and see if you can catch it with your mouth?
Yeah, just super
I definitely
happy
about do.
Just they're just a normal ass dude, like a dude who just got off his work shift eating like a shrimp, and just like even his expression
is, yeah,
just,
no, like, he's great. He's super great. Again,
yeah,
any other commercial he'd be the standout. He does this little eye wiggle.
Yeah,
he like really rips into the shrimp. We'd have a whole story about him, right? Like, he'd be Steven. He would have, like you said, he would have just got off work. He works at the bowling ball factory.
Yeah.
But he always wanted to be an eyebrow model. So every time he gets in one of these local commercials, he lifts his eyebrows up. And he tries to inscribe eyebrows into the bowling ball secretly so no one knows it. It would be great. We'd be like, this is one of the best episodes of Video Deathloop ever. We made up a great story about Steven, who worked at the bowling ball factory. But he's a minor footnote. He's a minor footnote in this commercial.
Do you think he's jealous of Richard? Do you think do you think Steven is jealous of Richard and his raw innate talent? And also his fish fucking, but
yeah. I doubt he's jealous of the fish fucking. It might be, you know, he might just be like a method actor, and maybe Steven just didn't have the wherewithal. He didn't have the guts to go for it the way Richard did.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm just going to eat this shrimp and enjoy it. But Richard did something else. He did something else. And he's captured our minds. He's captured our hearts. I really, we have to hunt him down. How do we hunt him down?
I lived in the area of Louisville. This commercial was 1996, I believe.
Okay,
like
96.
According to, and I lived in Louisville, like near Louisville during this time. There is a potential that I may have run into Richard and not even known it.
Your
I probably
life.
Would have known it now that I think about it, but.
Well, I mean, depending on how young you are, I mean, I guess your parents could have spirited you away before Richard got close, because I definitely, that would be my reaction to seeing him in public, would be to take my family and go very quickly away from there.
Right. Do you think he always has the fish sandwich with him, or just the white bread, just ready
just
for
the
whatever?
White bread. Any restaurant he goes to, whatever he orders at any restaurant, he Ooh. Brings out his trusty sack of white bread and puts it on white bread and then eats it.
So he gets like a filet mignon and puts
it on
white
bread. Absolutely. And he makes that exact same expression while he's eating it to no one. No one. He does not eat with anyone. Who could Ooh. Eat in his presence? Who would not have an extreme fight or flight reaction? No one. No,
every restaurant in Louisville is like, oh no, here comes Richard. He's got a full loaf with them. Okay, close the restaurant, close it down. We can't deal with this today. We got a full house.
Close and lock the door. It's when they turn around, somehow Richard is already inside the restaurant.
Are you sitting down? Sitting down in his favorite booth of the
How
restaurant.
How did he get there? Weren't there people there before? Where are they?
it's like Richard's just enjoying himself. There's no answer.
They're gone. Don't ask further questions. Bring me fish.
Ooh.
Fuck it. I'm tapping. Oh, God. I just can't look at Richard anymore. There's too much of him. There's too much. It's too much.
Too much, Richard.
I'm sorry. We saw one guy. If we just talked about him forever, but come on.
I mean, like, Richard's an enigma. Like he captured our hearts in ways that we wished that he didn't. And
okay, now we really have to bring up the slide where it's got their address.
Okay, right. we got an address here.
7483 Dixie Highway, River Road at Zorn. What
at
the
Zorn.
Fuck does that mean? What is Zorn?
No, maybe that's multiple. There's multiple locations. It's restaurants here. Kingfish Restaurant. With, by the way, each of the eyes have their own little crown on it. So that's adorable.
That.
That's cute. So maybe that's different locations, like 6th and River, 7483 Dixie Highway, River Road at Zorn. I don't know what that means. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. 3401 Bardstown Road, and another one like Poplar Level at Old Shep.
Okay, so
which could be a person, could be a road. We do not know.
Old Shep. Or a dog. It sounds like potentially a dog. The 7483 Dixie Highway location now appears to be a Gordon Food Service, which is deeply disappointing to me. I'm just going to search for Kingfish restaurants, in general.
Yeah. He does, he has a fish living in his beard. And there's a problem with, he has, Kingfish has a chef's hat on. He has it inside his crown, which I guess, okay, that makes sense. Like, you put the crown, inside of it, and he's wearing two hats.
Okay, John, there is a Kingfish restaurant. It's still in existence. Is the one at Zorn?
Hail Zorn.
All hail Zorn. It's at River Road, Louisville.
Okay.
It's got 4 stars.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Should I find its worst review and see if it mentions a creepy man?
Yeah, first I want you to find the best one first. Find me a 5-star review, and then we'll go to the worst one. Let's do worst, best, and worst here.
Okay, so Nathan B, a local guide who has reviewed quite a few restaurants from the looks of it, gave it 5 stars to Kingfish Restaurant 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Was expecting some mid-grade freezer food and was shockingly surprised by the handmade fresh food. I'm not okay. big on fish, so I'm not sure how that is. However, everything that we did order was well made from scratch. They ordered okay. fried green tomatoes. They gave them a 10 out of 10. They ordered coconut shrimp, which is not typical for them. And it, by experience, this is a risky choice, as most places give you something close to what you'd have thought out of the freezer at home. Not the case here. They aren't the largest, but the coconut breading was very unique.
Okay.
Yeah. So they also mentioned the onion rings. So they're still, they like those onion rings.
Okay. Yeah. You can't be an inland seafood shop and not have onion rings or, you know, they didn't have hush puppies anywhere in this commercial. That's the kind of weirded me out a little bit.
Sure? I think I saw a hush puppy at least on maybe one of the plates.
Maybe there were. Maybe.
Oh, my God. There's something in 17 reviews. They mentioned frog legs.
Ooh.
Yeah. People seem to like the frog legs. Let's look for a bad one now. The bad ones okay. are good.
Okay. Maybe they do mention an unbeknownst individual with white bread named Richard.
Okay. Joe, local guide. Plenty of reviews. One star.
Okay. Likewise. Okay.
I won't lie. I'm a little baffled by the 3.9 average. This was the absolute worst seafood restaurant I've ever been to. Oh, wait. It's the worst restaurant of any sort we've been to. And we've eaten in some serious dives overseas.
Oh.
Way to throw shade on anywhere that's not America, Joe.
America has the best restaurants, except this one in Louisville.
It's the worst. There was no... Oh, man. There is nothing to recommend this place at all. There was no hostess. So some random, and in parentheses, Olympic speed walker waiter grabbed a bunch of stuff, mumbled, "Follow me," and zipped off. A couple minutes later, we found him and the table we were assigned.
Ooh.
The food was, with two exceptions, terrible. The worst ever onion rings, the worst ever fried seafood, the worst ever frog legs, the worst ever breading. The hush puppies they gave us when we first sat down were not awful, and the ranch on the salad was fine.
hold on. The ranch, like this is the main feast here. You like everything else is bad, but the ranch.
Ranch dressing, they're fine.
Yeah,
it's okay as long as you got ranch dressing.
This is the most American review I've ever heard. Yeah. Already, like dismissive towards like fish from other countries, and yeah, like wants ranch on everything. So okay.
Yep. Yep. So if you're American, this place is fine. Or if you like frog legs, hey, you know.
I wonder, they said like a speed walking, like mumbling to themselves. Maybe this is like some sort of like relation to Richard, or maybe Richard themselves in some way. Maybe, like, is there a possibility? Maybe.
It's impossible to know. We just know they had a bad experience at Kingfish.
Right. Okay.
Well, John, we've done it. We've disparaged a restaurant with a 3.9 average.
I don't know. I kind of want to eat there. I was
if I'm in Louisville, I'm definitely going to Kingfish just to at least try out the ranch dressing.
Yeah, try out the ranch dressing, have some hush puppies, maybe try the best ever or worst ever frog legs in there.
It's hard to say.
Maybe we get a special appearance by one of the many people that we saw in this commercial.
What if he's like the owner of Kingfish Restaurants?
Oh, man.
What if that's why he's so just front and center? He knows he's about to make bank with this creepy look he's going to throw at us.
He's got to give you that come hither look. Come hither to Kingfish.
Come hither. Come beyond.
Aaron, that was an episode. That sure was. Do you think it's going to help us with Papua New Guinea? Do you think that's going to increase our?
I think they'll be on it. I think they'll. I bet they'll appreciate the way we defended overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't have these people disparaging the good name of overseas.
Yeah, all the nations out there overseas.
Exactly. Yeah.
I bet Papua New Guinea has some pretty good seafood.
I bet there's one thing banging. I'm confident is that if I went to Papua New Guinea, I bet all the food would be really good.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a place you get a lot of good food.
Yeah. I'd be for that. But yeah, if this is your first episode waltzing into Video Death Loop, congratulations. You heard us this is it. This is what Video Death Loop
is. Yeah, this is pretty much it. This is fine. This is a fine first episode. If you like this, the rest of it is, you know, it's not dissimilar in many ways, I would say.
Yeah, this is what you're going to get when you go down the line. Pick another episode, I guarantee that, and tell a friend, tell someone else, tell Richard. If Richard's out there, let him know that we're fans. I don't know if we're fans, but we're enamored, I guess.
Yep. Hey, you know what? It's just all about making people feel emotions, good or bad. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. No. In the end, you're feeling something, and that's what being a human's all about.
Yep, it sure is. That's the point of being an actor.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making sure that they are, like, if they're uncomfortable, that means you're doing a good job.
Yeah, Richard, going for gasps.
Yeah, definitely. I bet Richard does. Like, he's like, maybe he's King Richard. Maybe he's not just Kingfish. Like, he plays King Richard in a couple of, like, you know, a couple Shakespeare.
Yes, he might. Like, yeah, I think there's a big Shakespeare scene in Louisville. Actually,
oh,
I think I've heard that.
I could see that happening. But any of these questions and above, questions at videodeathloop.com, rate us on your favorite podcasting platform, wherever that may be, wherever you found us, 5 stars, or, you know, maybe the frog legs were bad that we gave you. I'm sorry about that. Our ranch dressing is pretty good. Aaron, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Everybody have a nice week.
Yeah. Have a nice week. Bye.
Bye.